Okay, good morning. We are still doing Hilchos Pesach. I do need to go back for one short moment to Tav Pei Vav. I apologize for Shir Kazayit. Okay, something important. Just to clarify or make an actual correction, thanks to Moshe. So, number one, when it comes to all these halachos of Shiurim, it's all based on volume. So I just want to point out, it goes by volume as is when you eat. If it's talking about tuma, it's as is wherever it touches the tuma or is whatever. But when we're talking about eating, it all goes by when you eat, how it is. So in other words, normally you look at the object and if it's full of water, it doesn't matter. If you take a dried fruit or a fresh fruit, it goes by how it is. So it'll be the exact same matter, but if it's dried out, it shrinks. So that changes the shear because it goes by volume. And water, when it's absorbed, makes it bigger, and then the volume is bigger. If you take a fluffy piece of bread, okay? So if you take a fluffy piece of bread, if you look at it, and there's no air pockets, doesn't look like Swiss cheese or maybe some sourdough bread or some breads have, you see air pockets. But if it's just fluffy, but you don't see air pockets, then it's as is. That's how you define the shear. The only time you would squeeze it is to squeeze out the air pockets, or you subtract the air pockets. You do your best that you can to estimate cutting, removing the air pockets. But you don't have to squeeze down the bread. Now it comes out of kula. It's up to you. Let's say you want to eat. Someone needs to eat, for example, on Yom Kippur. It goes in both directions. Let's say you need to eat on Yom Kippur, and you want to eat pachos mikishir. You can take a big piece of bread that's way more than the shir, more than koteva tagasa, it could be two beitzim, whatever, and you smash it down with your hands and make it really, really flat, and it can now be less than the shir. It's all based on when you eat it. So that's something just about volume, right? Based on the Mishnah on Uktin, and you can take a piece of meat. Some meat you cook it gets bigger, and some meats get smaller. It doesn't go by when you bought it from the butcher; it goes by when you sit down to eat it after it's already cooked. Okay.
On this topic, I heard Hashem Rav Moshe Feinstein that they asked him, does the air pockets, do the little bubbles inside of a matzah count towards the volume of calculating the share of the matzah? And he said, I don't know what you mean. So they cracked open the matzah and they showed these little bubbles. He goes, of course they count. So they measured the matzah when figuring out the volume. They sprayed it first with silicone so that when they put it in the water, you're getting the full volume of the matzah that you were about, including the air bubbles.
Right, so it is a question how far, how small. Again, microscopic air bubbles don't count. It's got to be where it's like really nikar la'ayin. So it depends. It's going to be a little gray area on how small. Okay, well point. Something else important to consider, because we're talking about Pesach at night. So when you eat the matzah, chilas matzah, the first matzah that you eat, the first time you eat matzah, that's going to be the araisa. The first kazayit. That's the only thing that's deraisa. So when you do the first kazayit, that's when you want to be more machmer. When you go on and you eat, let's say, two at the beginning and two at the end to be machmer for all the chumras, so then you don't necessarily have to be so strict. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in the beginning, writes in our siman, you eat a half of an ed. But there's a machloket Rashi Rambam. Is a kazayis one half of a beitza or one third of a beitza? It's a pretty big difference. So I double checked. It was the Gra that who says it's not such a big difference. He actually seems to say it's the same, although that's hard to understand. Well, you say a third or a half. It depends if you count the shell or not count the shell. And he explains that's why by Erevin he says you can go by a third, and here he says you go by a half. One he's talking about a klipa, one he's not. Okay, whatever. But anyway, what I wanted to point out was, if you're only going to eat one kazayit for the night, then you want to make sure to eat at least half a beitza, the bigger shear. And if you're going to eat two, so then some say the first one should be half a beitza, and the second one should be a kazayis, a third, And some say both can be a third, because you can eat them all within Kedei Achilas Pras, and you can combine them. So at the end, you're having at least a half. Just to complicate things a drop, and then we'll move on. I'm going to send a picture of some shiurim in case you want to have actual milliliters and grams, because they measured out grams. People took, you can do it yourself. You can crush matzah before Pesach, machine or hand, whatever you're using, and see how much milliliters it fills up, or how much it weighs. And then you can always calculate that going forward once you have that. It's easier to calculate grams in the future once you calculate it, but I'll send out a thing. But I just want to point out, there's also a big machlokas between Chazanish and Rav Chaim Na. And that's another, if you want to be mikar din, I think most poskim say lehalacha, you can follow Rav Chaim Na and his half a beitza and his shlish, one half, one third of a beitza. But one might want to be machmer at least to have one kazayis to the Chazanish according to his half a beitza, which is going to be bigger than Rav Chaim Na's two one-thirds. But I'll send out a paper. If you have any questions, feel free to... it's semi-clear. Okay, but I don't want to spend too much time on that. Unless you want me to, but... Okay, so let's go on where we left off. Tav Pei Chet. Base. Tav Pei Chet. Base. B'halel, afilo asara, korin ke'echad. When it comes to saying halel, you're allowed to have even 10 people saying it. Taf pei chet, is that what I said? Taf pei chet, se'if base. So then, whenever you're saying halel, you're allowed to have one chazan. Now, we're talking about in the olden days when one guy, one chazan would say halel and be motzi everybody. And everyone just answers whatever, haluka, or whatever they answer to each stanza, and then they're yotzei. That doesn't apply. Nowadays, no one does it like that. Everyone says it themselves. The only time you do have that by Ashkenazim is by Hodu. So, no, I take that back. Ashkenazim, everyone says their own, every single word. So nowadays, this halacha doesn't even apply. But if you were to have one person say halo and someone else just be yotzei through Shomea Kaona, then you're allowed to even have 10, you're allowed to have more people. That's in contrast to Kriya Sitara. Because we don't say two voices, you can't concentrate, you can't hear, because everyone's excited and happy to say hello, or to pay attention and say hello. But anyways, okay. Let's go on. Gimel. Motziin shnei sfarim v'korim barishon chamisha gavrei. Okay, so we take out two sifrei Torah for laning in the morning, right? We're during shacharis over here, and you have five aliyahs, right? Because it's a yom tov. The parashas bo mean mishchu. Okay, it's from parashas bo. Ad me'eretz mitzrayim al tzivotam. Okay, the maftir is kori b'sheni v'parashas pinchas u'v'chodesh arishon. When you read about the karbanos of Musaf, u'maftir Yeshua ba'etahi, and then we read the haftarah from Sefer Yeshua. So the Shulchan Aruch has ba'etahi. That's the story of Bris Mila. We just pointed out when we left Egypt, right? They're talking about Pesach. They're talking about leaving Yetzias Mitzrayim. So they didn't do Mila all the years, and now there's a big one of the biggest days ever of Jews doing a Bris Mila all at once. The Mishnah Berurah points out the minhag is to add three extra psukim from. Pas from Perek Gimel, just to point out that Kadosh Baruch Hu says we're going to go into war, into battle, and there's going to be lots of miracles, and we're going to be Matzliach. Bezrat Hashem, the same nowadays as well. Okay, let's go on. Umit Palim Tfilat Musaf, and then we read Tfilat Musaf, Davin Tfilat Musaf, Ve'ein Maskirin Geshem Mikan Ve'elech. So according to the Mechaber, we say you don't say Tefillas HaGeshem anymore, right? We start from now on, already starting from the beginning of Musaf, we start saying Morid Atal. Many, and that's, I believe, how, I'm assuming that's how Hasidim do as well, but I think most Ashkenazim do, as mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah, that you don't change. They, for the beginning of private Musaf, they still say Mashi Varuach Morid HaGeshem from the winter. and you only start after Tfilas Tav during Chazar Hashatz. Okay, so it depends on the minhagah.
Yeah.
Okay, so whatever the minhagah is in your shul, but whenever it depends really when the chazan, the shaliach tziv, or somebody announces the gabbai that now we're starting. That really depends on the hachraza. So by Sephardic shuls, they always do hachraza before, and I guess it depends on your Ashkenazi shul. If they do hachraza before, just make tefilas tal, tefilas geshem, that'll be their hachraza. But by mincha, for sure, everyone's on the same page. That's not a question. Okay. V'chein poskin misham ve'elech milish ol be'berkas hashanim. So too, when it comes to, once you reach Cholom Moed and on, we also make the switch where you don't say v'tein tal umatar livracha. Okay. Haga. V'noagin lomar b'chol yom tov b'tfilat musaf p'sukim musaf hayom achar she'amar al-dei Moshe avdecha ka'amar. So in Nusach Ashkenaz, they mentioned the p'sukim for the holiday. Svarim do not. The question is, do you mention the psukim for the karbanos? We read them at the haftarah, at the maftir. Do you also include them in musaf or not? That's cloaked to follow your sitter. Okay. Everybody agrees though, if you don't mention it, you're 100% yotzei. As long as you mentioned in the holiday, Chag HaMatzah Sezer, or Chag HaSuk, whatever the holiday is, you just have to, as long as you mention somewhere in the middle, then you're good.
I'm surprised there's any minhag that has a musaf where you're not mentioning the carbon that you bring on that day.
Yeah.
It's
that's the minhag of Yosef Kara.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Aleph. I forgot to check. I think the reason is it's kind of like a tircha de tzibura, or it just anyway, it never became the minhag. Okay. Aleph. Avtav pei tet. Okay, now we're getting to the second night of Pesach and Sfira Sa'omer. Oh, how exciting. So Aleph, Belel Sheni Achar Tfilas Arvit Matchila Mispara Omer. When do we start counting Sfira Sa'omer? It's from the second night of Pesach, right? It says Mimacharat HaShabbos. That's after the first day Yom Tov. That's what Shabbos refers to. Okay. V'im shachach lispor mitchilas halayla holech v'sofer kol layla. Now, you want to start the bracha, you want to count Sfiras HaOmer as early on once it's completely vaday nighttime. Either it's reason magdim in the mitzvos, you don't want to forget. Mishnah Berurah says so that you get the whole night in, so it's more of a tamimus tiana, it's more of a full night. Okay, but you obviously have to wait till it's completely dark. But the mitzvah is clearly all night long. You're allowed to say this mitzvah, you're allowed to count all night long with a bracha. That's not a question either. Okay, what about women and avadim? So we know it's a mitzvah asei shazman grama, so certainly it's just optional for them. And this happens to be a machloket. Some say by Sfardim, women do not say a bracha, because it's a mitzvah asei shazman grama, and it's only optional. By different Ashkenazi minhagim, I'll just point out there's two main minhagim. Some say it's a chova, some say it's a reshus, depending on your minhag. In other words, some say that women accept it upon themselves to make it into a chova. I think most of us assume it's reshus, but whatever it is in your community. And as far as women saying a bracha or not, so many did write that they should not say a bracha. Like they looked around and the minhag was not to say a bracha, and they said better not to, because there's an assumption that women, they don't go to shul every night. So eventually, after 50 days, for sure they're going to forget, and then it won't be a full 50 days. That's one reason, or they don't understand what they're reading, they're just going to daven it. And if you don't understand the words of counting, you have to understand, you ought to count in English, you ought to count in any language you know. But if you count in Hebrew and you don't know what you're saying, it's as if you didn't count. Because counting by definition means you understand you're counting. You have to understand what day it is. So many women, so it just became the minhag to make it safe for everyone to avoid problems for the tzibur, is not to say the bracha. Other poskim say that nowadays women are a little smarter, and or even in the olden days, as long as this individual lady knew that she was going to understand what she's saying, as far as forgetting or not, that's the whole question. But anyways, machlokas if a woman lechadchila should say a bracha or not among Ashkenazim, so we'll just leave that. Okay, let's go on. It's a mitzvah called Echad Lispor L'Atzmo. And it's a mitzvah to count Sfiras Omer. Everyone has to count on his own. And it's a machlokas if you're allowed to just Shomeya Ka'ona, listen to someone else count and have a mind. If they have a mind to be motzi you, and you have a mind to be yotzi through them, normally, and for the bracha of Sfiras Omer, there's no question. Of course you could be yotzi. We always say Shomeya Ka'ona. But for this mitzvah, it's an individual mitzvah of counting, not just davening a bracha. So therefore, it happens to be a machlokas achronim. Most say b'di'evad, you are yotze, and you're gonna, and if you don't, so if you listen to someone else, lechatchila, it's better to count yourself anyway, again, without a bracha, because you're yotze already. But if you didn't recount, you are yotze, and you start, and you continue counting the next night with the bracha. So, mikardin, you do say shomei ka'ona as well. And just to point out, this mitzvah, again, some people have a, say a whole l'shem yichud beforehand, so it's important to not say it's a mitzvah d'araisa. Some nuschals say it's a mitzvah d'araisa, but it happens to be a machlokas if nowadays d'araisa d'rabanan, but most of us hold it's certainly only d'rabanan, because we don't have a beis hamikdash bringing korban ha'omer. So therefore it's only d'rabanan. V'tzarech lispor me'umad. And we have to say the bracha, lechatchila, and the counting itself, standing. Levarech, techila, and first you say the bracha, and then you count, right? Over la'asiyatan, that's always how it is. Just interesting to point out, it's just a din d'rabanan to stand. Okay? It's only, it's lechatchila, it's like a heder mitzvah that Chazal said, that whenever you do a mitzvah, you should be standing, and it applies to all mitzvahs. And what's just interesting in particular is the source, again, it's a drasha, they made it up. But they made an asmachta on the pasuk, mehachel chermesh bakama. Al tikre bakama ala bakoma. So that's actually, they made the source for all mitzvahs in the Torah, to stand up, comes from, the drasha is based on Sfiras Omer. So it's just interesting. Okay. V'sofer hayamim v'hashavuos. And when we count, you count the days and the weeks. So obviously in the first week, all you're doing is counting days. But once you hit one full week, from then on, you're also counting weeks. Ketzad. Bayom Arishan Omer Hayom Yom Echad. Ba Omer. So it's interesting. I don't know who put that in over here. Ba Omer. It happens to be a machlokas. Do you say, when you're saying the words, do you say, when you're counting, do you say Ba Omer or La Omer? Now, Mikar Adin, you don't have to say either. As long as you say today is, and you know you're counting Sfiras Omer, you're 100% Yotze. And if you count one night, and you say, we're going to read it again in a moment, and you say, someone asks you what day it is, and you say Hayom, whatever, and you don't say the words Ba'omer, La'omer, you're not allowed to count again with the Bracha. Because you're 100% Yotze if you leave out that word. But just, Lechatchila, what's the proper Nusach? So, I looked in that Mishnah Berurah, I'll just point out first, he says, most say, to say La Omer. So I looked in the Siddur, Ashkenazi Siddur has Ba Omer. So whatever, I don't know if it's Ashkenazi or Hasidic, but, yeah, I know, I'm just joking, of course it goes by Minhagim. And, but I'm assuming most Ashkenazim will say Ba Omer, but anyways, do your Minhag. And, Siddur by Hasidim, Unesach Svart, rather, and by Svartim, it says La Omer. Okay, and I've heard before someone say both. Even the rabbi says both out loud. Not exactly sure, but everyone has to wait to hear him count twice. But, okay, so some are machmer to count twice. One saying Ba Omer, and again saying La Omer. I'm not sure exactly why either, because either way you're Yotze. Okay, and you're counting up to, that's the minhag for La Omer, you're counting towards to the Omer. Okay, and let's go on. Ad shemagia l'shiva yamim, and then when you get to 7 days, az yomer hayom shiva yamim shehem shavua echad ba'omer, and then you start counting the week. Uvayom shmini yomer hayom shmona yamim. So first you count how many days it is, and then you say shehem shavua echad v'yom echad, and then you say it's 1 week and 1 day ba'omer. Well, I'm just reading what's written in my version of the Shulchan Aruch. According to Nusach Ashkenaz, I believe it's Ba Omer, and I'm assuming by Al Svardim and Nusach Svard, it's going to be La Omer, but I didn't check every sitter. But so it depends. Some say la and some say ba. But I'm just reading what it says. V'chein. Ad shiyagia l'arba'a asar yom. When you get to the 14th day, you say hayom arba'a asar yamim. Right? First you count the number of days. And then you say shehem shenei shavuot ba'omer. And then you say 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Ba'omer. Va'al derech zeh moneh v'holeich ad arba'im v'tish'a yom. And this is how you count all 49 days. Now actually, Ba'omer is inserted after saying the weeks. That's how Ashkenazim do it. If you go and look in a Sephardic Seder, it says Ba'omer in the middle. Like it says 14 days Ba'omer, or La'omer rather, and then it'll say Shehem Shnei Shavuot. Whatever. Again, doesn't really matter. Okay. Whatever your minhag is. Beis. Im taru b'yom ha'me'unan. Now, what happens if you thought, if it was cloudy, and you thought it was already Tseis HaKochavim, Uberchu al Sfiras HaOmer. And you said the bracha on Sfiras HaOmer. Chozrim lispor keshetechshach. So you have to count again, because if you counted at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, just because it was cloudy and you thought it was dark already, it doesn't count. You have to count again, and of course with the bracha, because you're totally not yotze. Now, we're going to see, it's a little confusing, and poskim discuss, what does it mean, you said it early. Does it mean you said it before plaga mincha, or after plaga mincha? If you said it from Shkia and on, it's clear from the Shulchan Aruch, you're 100% yotze. As a chumrah, you should wait till tseis, or repeat it again after tseis without a bracha. But once Shkia comes, whatever Shkia is, it happens to be our Shkia is different than Rav Yosef Karo's Shkia. But anyways, whatever Shkia is, from that point on, right, we paskin when the sun goes down. So then, from then on, you're 100% yotze, and you don't count again. If you say it, if you said it before Plaga Mincha, you're for sure not yotze. It's if you said it between Plaga Mincha and Shkia, that's where it's a suffix, and probably the best, it's a machloket achronim what to do. I would probably say suffix brachos lahakel, but follow your, whatever thing makes sense, or your psak that you get.
On both ends of the day. In other words, if you said it too early, but also if you almost forgot.
Everyone says, towards the end of the day, or the night, right, on your way on the day that's leaving, if you said it until Shkia, everyone says you're Yotze 100%. It doesn't even matter if you said Havdalah. Let's say it was Shabbos afternoon, and you want to say Marav early, and you want to do Havdalah early, right, without candle, obviously. You can still do Sfiras Omer afterwards, because the day is the day. Mishnah Berurah talks about that. The day is the day. It doesn't matter. Davening is one thing, and the day is the day. The same thing he says over here. If you accept Shabbos early, I'm jumping the gun a little bit, but if you accept Shabbos early, and you daven Marav early and everything early, you can still say for the previous day Sfira, and if you can't Sfira now, you're probably not Yotze. So you'd have to count again after nightfall. Just because it's Shabbos doesn't mean it's the day changed. It's too, right, there's also an Inyan of being Mosif. So it's that for Shabbos. Not exactly the same thing. Can't change the Metzias. And if a person's machal Shabbos, it's the same thing. It goes more by the day than when you daven. Okay.
You're saying someone who's machal Shabbos during Tosefta Shabbos does not get...
Does not get put to death. No. Okay. V'amedaktakim einam sofrim atzei sakochavim. I don't think it brings a chatas either. V'amedaktakim einam sofrim atzei sakochavim. Now, really, what you should do is wait until it's 100% Tseis HaKochavim. V'chein ra'ui la'asos. And that is the proper thing to do. Okay. Gimel. Let's do Gimel and we'll do Amar. So it's very much connected. Ha'mispali ha'matzilim ve'od yom. If a person davens with a tzibur during the day, again, mi ba'od yom, it's a machokes, or it's a question, what does he mean? Does he mean before or after? Mi ba'od yom means before or after Shkia, or mi ba'od yom. Mone yumahem below bracha. In other words, here he means, does it mean before or after?
So it's applied before Shkia.
Right. Anyway, so it's a question, what does mi ba'od yom mean? But it very well could be only after Shkia. Mibaodiyom means before Tzeis. It's probably what it means. Mona imahen balo bracha. You count without a bracha. Starting from Shkia, he said, well, whatever it is, you count without a bracha because it's very possible too early.
For
you have to wait till
Tzeis.
For the new day we're talking about. V'im yizkor, you make it tonight. V'im yizkor balayla yivarech v'yizpor. And as long as you remember at nighttime after Tzeis, then that's when you count with the bracha. But you have to make a tanai that when you count the first time, it didn't work. You specify, then it doesn't work, and that's why you're allowed to say it with a bracha later on. If you don't specify and you just count after Shkia, then you can't. But it is a question, and I'll double check what different poskim say lemaisa what to do as far as after Shkia with or without a bracha. Haga va'afilu ana amen al birkas hakahal. Even if you answer amen to someone else who says it with the bracha, imayadaito shelo latzeis yachzor yivivarech yispor b'layla. Just have in mind that you're not, even though you answer amen, have in mind you're not being yotzei the bracha. You're not being, well, it's a tanai. If really it's too early, it's. And you're going to remember, if you're going to remember to say it after it says, then you have in mind that not to be yotzei through saying amen, not to be yotzei through saying by counting at all. And then later on, since you had made a whole tonight, it's, you know, we say you're not yotzei. Okay.